Oh, we might as well do the vibe.
No, let's leave it hang. Leave it ring for a while.
Yeah, Orozco?
Hey, man, somebody was on my line.
We couldn't tell if that was you or somebody else was clogging up the vibe line there.
Some other clown got the number.
Yeah, an infidel on the vibe line.
Oh, no.
Akbar.
You know, usually when you get those calls at that time, it's usually someone asking if you know about a Devo concert that night. Or
yeah, what's the name of the song you're playing right now?
I thought that was an unpublished number.
It is. It's only for the insiders.
That was a funny question I almost asked. What song are you playing right now?
The vibe music.
No, I've been trying to get the station in, too, while the thing was busy.
Mm.
And I had... You guys weren't just playing the bird, were you?
No, that's our imitator on FUV. I haven't heard him, but Ken told me he's got a Japanese Il Birch.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're all ready for that?
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Berry or Red Belly?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, I kind of got it. Boy.
So
let's get a transmitter. Let's get to, like, get Ted Nugent or somebody to play a gig for the Hound.
Yeah. I want a satellite.
Well...
My own satellite.
You never know.
Yeah. Hey, what's the vibe today?
Today's vibe is, I made a big mistake and went out running around on a Saturday.
Yeah, on a nice day, too.
Well, yeah, the noodlehead quotient is way up.
I'll tell you, you know, one of those Saturdays when I was really thinking about quitting the show, took a Saturday off, sent Brian with some tapes, and walked around the East Village on a Saturday. Forget it. I might as well go out to East Orange.
Yeah, it does give you the illusion of progress.
It's pretty bad, you know, like across the board, too. You know, running into people, and then, you know, like everywhere's crowded. DiBella's, forget it. You know, all these places, you know, you try to go into the store, you figure you could, like, maybe get something done.
Yeah.
You know, so I just barely made it in. Run into people on the street. Breakfast George says hello.
Hello, George.
He was loading up at Key Food.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make it all the way up here to the top of the world, but... But that's the way it goes. Today's vibe is just kind of that. Like
get out of my way?
Weekends, you know, sort of, you know, who needs them?
Yeah, I'll defer to Handsome Dick Manitoba. My weekend starts on Wednesday.
Right. Well, I used to, the Sunday. I like the Sunday, Monday weekend, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much my scene these days.
Your standard professional weekend.
We are standard professionals, after all.
Standard professionals.
So you got a gig coming up this Friday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Promote yourself.
Yeah.
Again.
My big...
About the rest of the band.
Promises, right. Promises.
There's, I got me and Warner Hodges.
You're big. He's loud.
And Andy York.
He's stupid.
Ken Fox and Frank Finero.
Ah! Whoa. He's sort of kind of... He's big, loud, and stupid enough for everybody.
Oh, man.
Mr. World Beat.
How about it?
In a wild way.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it should be good. Should be pretty good.
So that writer says one vegetarian dinner.
Oh, man.
And four sets
of... served outside of the building.
And five sets of pork chops.
Right. let's see. Who else is on it? George told me he's playing the workout hour that night, too. You know.
So come early, get in free.
Get loaded.
Pass out under the table, and Roscoe will wake you up at about midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adam Roth is playing with one of his. He's got an expensive guitar.
Hmm.
I think he's the opener dude.
Who's Adam Roth?
You know, he used to be in Hoy Boy and the Doys, and then he was on the last Del Fuego's album.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track of those Del Fuego's.
Okay.
Sometimes there's very little sort of interest in doing
he's sort
stuff.
Of a,
so if you're looking for a guitar case to pee in...
Well, don't do it to Adam. He's not even from Boston.
Oh, okay.
Find some guy from Boston and
I thought he was from Boston.
No, they got him here. So that's the gig. That's Friday night. That's February 8th, which is also my sister's birthday.
That's wonderful.
We'll be accepting, you know, presents for her at the Lone Star.
We'll buy you a drink and you'll get it to her.
Right, to be scrutinized and forwarded.
Passed through your kidneys.
take out all the impurities.
I guess that's it. Are you guys having a good show? I wish I could get it in here.
I don't know.
Get out the tinfoil. I thought you weren't going, Bruce.
What made you think that?
I thought everybody caked out because of the rice rocket.
No, we reserved the right to whine. Sally decided, though, she'd rather stretch her legs out at home.
Yeah, four is too, it can only be three now.
It's a crippling.
Until we get another car.
Unless major newspapers are coming down to take our photo.
Yeah. Which, because all of a sudden, everybody's there. Everybody bathed. Yeah.
I did see Brian, I saw Brian at the guitar store.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, aren't you driving the Hound? He's like, well, no. I'm doing laundry systematically.
Everybody's got to have their person at Bell Labs.
Yeah.
And these days, I got two.
Yeah, that's true. We got Bell Labs.
Yeah. We got Bell. We
also
How
got about those expensive high-tech capacitors?
No kidding, man.
Well, I guess that sounds like about all the vibe report I got today. I know I'm missing something. Mm. When's the Neil gig?
Monday. There's a sequence of them, though.
What do you mean?
There's three. There's Garden, Meadowlands, Nassau Coliseum.
And they added another Garden date, February 24th.
And there's
oh, really?
A sequence of opening bands. Monday nights is like the sort of despair, like East Village meets Eureka thing, Sonic Youth versus Neil. They're adding, I think World Party is turning up somewhere along the tour, and they're adding what
Social Distortion
is sort of the skinheads that try to sound like Springsteen.
Actually, Scott thought that they looked like early Del Lords in their video.
Well, there you go.
I think you got it.
It must be the suspenders. Somewhere there's a large pile of sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the sleeve moth. Oh, boy.
How bad is it?
Let's see now, what other funny things could we say?
What did the Dalai Lama say to the hot dog vendor?
I don't know.
Could you make me one with everything?
Oh, I heard that one too. Let's see. Did Eddie G come up with any?
Not this week.
If we would have ate twice at lunch yesterday, we could have found out probably.
Yeah, we could have got some new jokes, but
I ran into him again on the way back from the chiropractor.
He's everywhere.
He was doing his...
My theory is like there's about 20 Eddie G's, and they wind them up in the morning and put them out of different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Well, looked like he was on... Well, this particular Eddie G seems to be the one that I run into, because he goes to eat, and then he goes to the Strand and to the Forbidden Planet joint.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I run into a different one. I run into the one that's sort of like in the Rays axis, you know, and it's like eating at the levee and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's...
The one that's like sort of that works my zone.
See, that's the one I'd probably rather run into.
Yeah. You get the Mojo Guitars one. Yeah, I get a different one. All right. I know the one you're talking about.
I don't like to follow him around in those places that are alphabetized.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I hear the music. So what does the VOM set hold for us?
Let's say we got a request here. They keep piling up for this Velvet Underground bootleg version of What Goes On with the Berserk guitar solo.
I'm for that.
And we got some great Gaylord who will be here next week in person, and Il Bruch plays on that one.
Are they going to do an acoustic duo?
We can make them do that.
I think that they should do a duo.
What, me and Fields?
Do a performance.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
You know, an on-the-air kind of thing.
Hmm. Yeah, but see, where Gaylord and I meet in, like, the, you know, it would have to be like an adverts cover or something.
That'd be great.
Gary Gilmore's Eyes with an acoustic guitar. Gaylord. A lot of words to that one.
Gaylord is king of, like, bad new wave 45s from the late 70s.
I thought he was the Sultan of Squat. What are we booking on this show? We need
all
a new agent.
All people.
Call my guy at ICM and cancel him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He got fired. Your guy at ICM.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The guy got us the good Neil tickets where we sat with, what's her name again, Ben? Our pal? Or the girl we sat with.
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah.
Oh, Daryl Hannah. Yeah.
And
the rhythm section.
The
non-smoking Daryl Hannah.
Keith's Coke buddies.
Yeah. Daryl Hannah, yeah, she's... her parents got a summer house at Lake Geneva, too. Oh, man. Well, here I go. I'm just going to blow my ears out so you can blow the tri-state area's ears out.
Okay, where's the fun tonight, by the way?
The fun tonight, I really don't know.
It's like non-existent.
Spots at Spot. Booze Pit 2.
Oh, yeah, spots at, yeah, Booze Pit number 2.
We can work the pits.
We got Pit 2, Pit 1. Yeah, but Bob, you know, he does look kind of nervous when he starts showing at 3:30.
True, you know, because he can just see Sunday, like, sprouting wings and flying away, you know?
I know. Well, he's probably in there right now.
Hi, Bob.
You know, that's the thing. Hi, Bob. You know, I guess I would be sort of in a wondrous state if I'd been in the joint for 12 hours.
Kind of sort of dog-eyed, one thing and another.
Yeah.
Bob, protest buddy number one.
Well, maybe Bob could talk to Eddie G and get another Bob. Maybe this Eddie G thing is probably for real, because maybe the government figured that they could start with the cloning in that package, because it's got a certain kind of, you know, just a personality that can handle being in several places.
Yeah.
Well, as you have this one brain center, actually.
Yeah, so Eddie just probably doesn't even have to go down the stairs. He's up there with
the real Eddie lives
thing.
In a jar.
Like those things on Star Trek?
Yeah, exactly. He's like in a bubble, like this brain that sort of talks and glows and stuff, and there's like 9 TV sets in front of him.
Yeah, but it's floating in some fluid, you know, in a cave.
Yeah, exactly. Boy. We're all Eddie's
and
kids.
And it's got Jim Kirk comes down and says, "We are here to find if there's some kind of life on this planet."
It's a beautiful thing, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
How can you work a remote control without any hands, though? Oh, well.
I don't know. Oh, they... Come on, it's the telepathic vibe. Oh,
okay. Voice activated.
Use your space vibe. You know. Well,
okay.
I guess I'm signing off. You know, the Globetrotters are on, and we'll catch you guys later. You know, let me know if there's some kind of exotic food plan or whatever.
Okay, Roscoe.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Later, Roscoe.
See you at the gig.
See you. State of the Vibe Report.